Let's turn now to the tumult in Sri Lanka. The president has agreed to step down later this week after protesters stormed and occupied his home over the weekend. Civilians also set fire to the prime minister's residence. He was not home at the time, but he's also reportedly planning to resign. Thousands of people have been demonstrating in the capital, Colombo, over fuel and food shortages. At least 34 people have been injured in skirmishes with police. Reporter Menaka Indrakumar is in Colombo. And Menaka, we're seeing pictures of demonstrators inside the president's palace, in the pool, and thousands of people on the street. What's happening today?
Yes, so today things are a little calm, but still the protesters at the president's residences, as well as the president's secretariat and temple trees as well. And they are not going to move there unless the president resigns on Wednesday. And the people still don't have faith that the president will leave, because he is a man very capable of changing his decisions. If he takes a decision in the evening, he will change it by night. So people don't believe him till it happens.
And do we know where the president or the prime minister are?
So there are rumors going around that certain embassies are housing them. Some say that they have left the country. Then there are speculations going that they are in a certain naval base. So there is no proper clarification or nothing confirmed as to where the president and prime minister are. Yeah. They're just speculations that they're supposed to be out of the country, but nothing confirmed.
Yeah. Well, let's remind people, we've reported on this, but these protesters, these citizens, are furious about the struggling economy. Yes, we're seeing them playing in the pool, but it's hard to get fuel and food. The president gave broad tax cuts in 2019 that reduced government revenues. A chemical fertilizer was banned that reduced harvests. And of course, there was COVID. So what is it like there to get the things people need?
It is very difficult to get certain essential items as well as medical essentials. There was one hospital that recently said they don't have bandages and plasters to dress wounds. It has come to that situation. And we are getting support from international communities, but how much can international communities do? Even if people have money, there are no things for people to buy. The food essentials, medical essentials, and very necessary vaccinations are not even available in the country. And this has been continuing for now almost 3 months.
Well, and it's been over 10 years since a three-decade long civil war ended in Sri Lanka. You tell us that many people feel that the prime minister is the one who could stay and actually get what people believe are ill-gotten monies back from the president, and that the president should be stepping down. But still, I mean, it seems like a very uncertain time, and it will take a very long time for this to correct itself.
It's going to take a very long time. You cannot do this overnight, Robin, because this started happening since 2019, and 2019 is reflecting now. So you cannot fix this overtime. The prime minister cannot do miracles. Anybody who comes cannot do miracles overnight.
That's reporter Menaka Indrakumar on the streets there in Colombo, Sri Lanka. Incredible story there. Menaka, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me, Robin. You have yourself a good day.